Vav Nissan, Thursday the 26th of March, Rabbi Avi Wiesenfeld, what's it all about and how people miss the boat?
The Rishonis that we find in Chazal, when they talk about the Avos of Chol HaMoed, is something of the likes that we don't find in other places. For example, there's a Mishnah in Avos in Perek Gimel, everybody knows the Mishnah, Mavazes HaMoedos, Ein Loi Chelek, Ba'olam haba, very, very stark aloshin. Rashi the day learns. What do we think? What's the pshat? Says Rashi, the pshat is when a person takes Chol HaMoed and his mavazer, he doesn't treat it with the correct kedusha, with the correct sanctity that he's meant to be treating it. So Rashi, this is nichlal in Chazal. Ein Loi Chelek Ba'olam haba. Now it's interesting. The loshin of Chol HaMoed seems to be a little bit of a kastir, a little bit of a contradiction. On one hand it's choil, on the other hand it's moyet. So we have to sort of figure out what is the pshat that we have a day or a few days which are number one choil, but number two also moyet. There's an interesting Zohar Kodesh. The Zohar Kodesh brings down that Chol HaMoed is medamrit to the moon. The moon doesn't have any of its own light. It doesn't actually shine any of its own light. It has a reflection, it's a mirror from the sun. And therefore says the Zohar Kodesh, Chol HaMoed on its own doesn't have its own kedusha, doesn't have its own light that it shines, but it's a reflection, it's a mirror that was taken from Yom Tov itself on either side of Chol HaMoed. And therefore says the Zohar Kodesh is very, very chomu Chol HaMoed, because again we'll see how much kedusha that a person gives Yom Tov is the nafkamina, how much kedusha he'll get out from Chol HaMoed. There's a famous Gemara in two places, the Gemara in Pesachim and the Gemara in Makkos. Famous Gemara, Chazal tell us, Amavazah, Samoyedites. Ki ilu oived avoid the Zora. Where do we find such the shyness over here? It's unbelievable. A simple halacha of Chol HaMoed, you know, it happens how many days? It's almost 2 weeks in an entire year. And yet we have the shyness in Chazal that we don't have any other place. Ki ilu oived avoid the Zora, one of the worst possible things that a person can do. What's the pshat? So there's a very, very famous maral. The maral brings down, what's the pshat? Mavazah, Zemoydus, Kin, Oivet, Avoydus, Ovet. Says the maral as follows. That Yom Tov, especially Chol HaMoed, is the time that a person is meant to spend with the Rebbeinu Shalom. We'll see Beis Hashem in a moment, the Loshen of the Rishalmi. But Uncle Ponim says the maral, the time of Chol HaMoed is the time that a person is meant to spend with the Rebbeinu Shalom. With davening, with learning, with being oisik in dvarim shekedusha. Therefore, if a person comes along on Chol HaMoed and says, I'm not interested, I have other things to do. I have more important things to do. I have to be oisik in my personal things. Say Chazal, what you've done is kaviyochel, pushed away the Shechina and said, thank you very much for your time, but right now I'm busy with my own personal things. And that, says the Maharal, is pshat. You're taking the Rebbeinu Shalom kaviyochel and saying, we're not interested right now, we've got our own things that we're busy, you know, we're off work, we're off yeshiva, we're off kollel, whatever it is, and all of a sudden we have time. So that about is the time that people spend with their families, and a person should, and it's a wonderful thing. But a person has to realize, what really was Chol HaMoed given for? And that's really what I want to speak. We only have, you know, we have a half an hour, we'll try to go through as much halachas as we possibly can. We have a Gemara. The Gemara over here in Ma'id Kotten talks about the Makar of Chol HaMoed, the Gemara in Chagiga Dafil Ches as well. And Aleph says, Tana Rabbona, Es Chag HaMatzois Tishmar. What does that mean? So the Gemara brings a Kal V'Choyma. And the Gemara says, Shivas Yomim Limad Al Chodesh Al Moed She'osa Be'asiyas Malocha. That means something which is very foreign to many people. I know, I went around there to Yisrael and Yerushalayim in different places. One of the places that I teach is Emek Rufayim. They have over there a koil, they built a small koil on the Rehov Emek Rufayim. Everybody knows what it is. They've got restaurants there, that's where the food is. So they have a mokim over there for the koil, for the balabatim that are over there that are working. They have a mokim to learn. Mokim to daven, a mokim to learn. So I give shay there a few times. So the man said, I went around to the oilam and I said to them a very interesting halacha. You know, comes Chol HaMoed. Comes right before the second day Yom Tov, right Shvi'is or Pesach, or let's say for example right before Shana Rabba, before, you know, before the last days of Sukkot, whatever it is, and you take your mobile phone, right before Yom Tov, every Yom Tov of the second days, and you switch it off. I asked them if there's any heter to do that on Chol HaMoed. They looked at me like I was crazy, what are you talking about? Like, Chol HaMoed, what's the problem? Someone came to the Chofetz Chaim. He said to Chofetz Chaim, a shayli on Chol HaMoed, whatever it was. The Chofetz Chaim's answer was, when it comes to Chol HaMoed, everything is guilty until proven innocent. That means as follows. As I state in the Gemara, Chol HaMoed is osa ba'asiyas malacha. That means, on Shabbos Kodesh, we know there are lamed tes malachas. on Yom Tov, some of them are mutter. What happens to Chol HaMoed? Min Ikihad Din, a person should start like this. Every single one of the Lama Testa Malachas that are Hosar on Shabbos Kodesh or also Hosar on Chol HaMoed. However, Chazal will make them and they allow certain things to be done. We shouldn't come into Chol HaMoed saying, right, everything's mutter. Yeah, I heard there's a couple of things that maybe you're not allowed to do. No, no. The pshat is everything's Hosar. There happens to be Heterim in certain things. What's the pshat? So let's speak this out. First of all, what's this Issa Malacha on Chol HaMoed? Person does a malacha. Let's see, he has no heter to do a malacha. What has he been over on? What has he done wrong? Major machlokes rishonim. Rashi, the Rif, other rishonim hold that if a person does a malacha on Chol HaMoed, it's an issa min ha-toyah. What's an issa min ha-toyah? Just like a person machal Shabbos, he's machal ha-samoed. As I state in Rashi, as I state in Rif, come and become a different rishonim. Akuponim, other rishonim hold, no, it's not a deraisa, rather it's not. It's a Durabonon. It's an Issa Durabonon. What do we have? And then we have other Rishonim that hold differently. It's a Pshara. The one, the Melachas, that are Muta, because of Tzorich HaMoyed, or Dovah HaOvod, that's Muta Lechatzila. The ones that are also, those are awesome in that time. And Elohim, the Chofetz Chaim, the beginning of Chelik Vav, when he talks about Chol HaMoed, the Chofetz Chaim in Be'alocha seems to go with this Mahalach, that Me'ika Hadin, every Melacha that is no need for Chol HaMoed is Minat Torah. What is mutar on Chol HaMoed, because it is Tzorich HaMoed, the Dovah HaOvod, is mutar lechatchila. But it's a unique halacha, say Chazal in the Gemara, come on the Koinus, that Chazal have the rishus to allow and forbid something. That's the rishus of Chazal. Chazal have the rishus to come along and say, alright, this is mutar and this is offset. Depends on Chazal. Now, that's the Nishayla in the Rishayim. Agad, come on Nafgamines. Nafgamine number one, about the Gabi Sofik. What happens if a person has a Sofik? He wants to do malacha, he doesn't do malacha. Is it malacha? Is it allowed? Is it not allowed? If it's a raisa, it's going to be a problem. If it's going to be a drabona, no. So maybe we could be medical. Another example of a nafkamina is what about maisa moyit? Everyone knows the beginning of Simon Shinyat Ches Noachim that a person has a malacha on Shabbos Kodesh, you can't have hanah from it. What does it come to Chol HaMoed? A person by mistake does something on Chol HaMoed that he's not allowed to do. He puts on a light when he wasn't allowed. Whatever it may be. What's the halacha? Are you allowed to maisa moyit? So it depends. If it's a doraisa, it'll have to be machne. If it's a derabonon, maybe there's a mokrim to be medical. And there's other nafkaminas, possibly just this, that, the other, whatever it may be. The ma'aser we paskin, as I mentioned, the feed the ramah, which means anything that's mutz is mutz lechatchila, anything that's osur is shayla over the raisa. Now, what is the tam? What's the reason for malacha? So the Rambam very interesting writes in Hilchos Yom Tov Gimel. The Rambam writes as follows: it doesn't say shabosoin by Chol HaMoed. It doesn't say that. It calls it mikra kodesh. Says the Rambam, what's the pshat? Because we want Chol HaMoed to be doime to Yom Tov, as I state in the Rambam. Now there's a very interesting Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, the beginning of the second Rambam, writes as follows. Says Yerushalmi, what is the whole reason why Chazal forbade malacha on Chol HaMoed? Says the Yerushalmi, the reason is as follows, is that Klal Yisrael should be oichlim v'shoysim v'yegiim v'toyah. As I state in Yerushalmi, this is the pshat. This is why Chol HaMoed was given to Klal Yisrael. Avada, again, like I said before, it's a beautiful time that people can spend with their family. We don't have so much time during the rest of the year. This is a nice time. Everybody's off school. Everybody's off work. It's a nice time. But at least we should realize what Chol HaMoed was given for. And then maybe we can come with the correct approach. Now, what exactly is awesome Chol HaMoed? Are we dealing with malacha? Are we dealing with tircha? Kiyadua. When it comes to Shabbos, right? Lamatas malachas, everyone knows, right? You can go schlep your couches from today to tomorrow on Shabbos Kodesh. You won't open one of the lamatas malachas. Comes a tissue. Take the tissue outside from your house to the street in a place where there's no Eruv. You've just mamash done an Issa D'oraisa, right? One of the lamatas malachas of Eitzah. What's the pshat? Because by Shabbos we know there's no malacha. It doesn't mean work. We don't translate it as work. We translate it as a creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and therefore the Mishkan is the creation. Mimele on Shabbos, what's awesome, it's not a melacha as work. It's the creation. Baruch is a creation. Toich is a creation. Muktzah, Toich is over there on Shabbos, whatever it may be. It's a creation. Chol HaMoed is not the same halacha. When it comes to Chol HaMoed, there's a machlokes rishonim. What's awesome? Is it the melacha Shabbos? Or is it the Tircha Shikon? Now, this is a major, huge nafkamin. Let me just give you a couple of examples that the poskim speak about these examples. And again, Rabbi said, Tori, he belimel and itzorech. I mean, the Gdolei poskim were holding Kol HaTorah Kula, were discussing these shailas. Toilet paper. Is a person allowed to have a roll of toilet paper and cut a piece up on Chol HaMoed? They bring down from Rishabas, bring down from Rabbi Yashiv. There was machmir. you have a thing of tissues in front of you and a roll of toilet paper, make a deser. What are you doing? Cutting a roll of toilet paper, which is a shaylach machatek, it's a shaylach bimeya, it's a shaylach all sorts of halachas when you have pre-cut toilet paper. Another example is that, like we said before, switching on off the phone. Right before the second day on, you switch off your phone. Is that mutter or is that asa? Lemaisa. Rav Poskei Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Ozan Shevet Halevi, held that the issa on Chol HaMoed is tircha. And therefore, the issa is tircha. And you're not being toirich, and it's a toirich HaMoed, then it's mutter. So, for example, the case that we just mentioned, the toilet paper, would be mutter. The other cases, for example, are switching off your phone. If, for example, you're doing it because you don't want it to ring, that's poshut. Now, by the way, it's mutter. And even without that, if there's no tircha involved, most poskim are mekel. However, Rav Moshe Sternbuch, the Chazon Ish, and others, hell no. If there's no tircha moed, you cannot do something even if there's no tircha. Let's talk about lighting a match, for example. It's done. You know, a person has a lighter, and he just flicks the lighter. What are you doing? It's a shaylach from the Doraisa, and there's no tircha moed. It's a problem. The Mishnah Berurah, for example, talks about a different case. The Mishnah Berurah, Siman Tov Kuf Lamed Gimel, says, a person is sitting having a picnic on the grass. Looks at the whole shaylach, he doesn't allow him to list a dime on there, because he's causing soveya. So, enim eschaven, we make him by chol moed, not by Shabbos. But over here, what happens when a person leans back, and he has a blade of grass, says the Mishnah Berurah, you pick this blade of grass off. There's no tircha moed, you have just been machalal chol moed. As I state, mefurisha chofetz chaim, mefurisha Mishnah Berurah, this one. Obviously, there's no machlokes about this. However, when it comes to things that have no tircha, roi poskim or mekel, except there has to be a tircha moed. No tzorich hamoed, Shulchan Aruch says klar. A person can't move diras. Shulchan Aruch says before, you can't move a dira, can't move an apartment on chol hamoed. Why? There's a tircha involved. A person is not meant to be matareah when it comes to chol hamoed. Through a guy is another issa. Push halach and Shulchan Aruch, push ramah, talk of lam and test, that you're not allowed to have work done by a guy. Mamish doim it to Shabbos. Mamish doim it to Shabbos. Ruch Shulchan is an interesting kasha. Says to Ruch Shulchan, I don't understand. If you're telling me that the whole issue is what? Is also the tircha shabai? No, my baya. I'm not being tircha b'chla. I'm a goy doing everything for me. Forget. It's the best way of doing it without any tircha. Says the Chashulchan and Gavaldi Yisoid, the Esim Mitzvah and Moed Kotten as well. It says as follows, that the Yisoid of Chol HaMoed, I'm going to start like this, the Mitzvah says, why is it that Dovah Ha'ovah this mutter? What's the pshat, right? You can't cope losing money. Like, you know, the Bochum always say to me, all right, where's the loophole? There's always a loophole wherever you go. So here we have it. A person loses money, dover oven, oh, everything's hefka, everything's mutter chol hamoed. Says the mitzvah, what's the pshat in that? Stam, it's a loophole, about or not. Zuk the mitzvah, the pshat is, because since chol hamoed was given for Klal Yisrael, to enjoy Yom Tov, to enjoy time in the Rebbeinu Shaloi Nam, so if a person is losing money, he's going to go crazy. He's probably not going to have an oynig Yom Tov, he's not going to have an oynig in the Chol HaMoed. So Melech Chazal will make for a person to do the Avah Ovid in order to enjoy the Yom Tov. Again, it's a gewaldiger Kiyum of the oynig Yom Tov. Agoponim said to HaShulchan, going back to Goyim, a person has a Goy working for them. So what's happening? God is not bringing any tircha. Abul Amaisa, he's busy doing avodah, he's doing work. And the day he's going, he's worrying about it, he's thinking about it, he's figuring it out, whatever it may be. The way it is below a shulchan, that's pshat. Why? A person is not allowed to have a goy working with him, obviously, unless there's a hedge for himself to do work, then he can ask a goy. One of the most common examples, I had someone in Chutzlaret, in the Eretz Yisrael, Mamish with the Shaila, is often he comes at the gardener, sometimes comes in. Right? He comes in once every 2 weeks, once every week, once every 3 weeks, whatever it is, right? So he shows up on Chol HaMoed. What do you do? What do you do? You don't ask him to come. He shows up, knocks on the door, hello, I'm the gardener, I've come to mow the lawn. Also a mutter, a father, it's also. There's no heter to allow a gardener to do malacha for you on Chol HaMoed. He's like, I'm not doing anything. I didn't even ask him. But the Issa Amira La'akum, just like by Shabbos, is the same thing by Chol HaMoed, especially if it is Mechob Alekarga, Maris Ein, lots of different inyonim that obviously we haven't got the time to go through every single little thing. Soyuch HaMoed. What does it mean, Soyuch HaMoed? So one of the heterim, right? Talk about all the assumed. Let's speak about some heterim. So one of the heterim of Chol HaMoed is as follows. One of the heterim is, if I have something as a tzorich hamoed, what does it mean, tzorich hamoed? So, for example, a fellow called me up once, chol hamoed, from Edgeware. So he says to me like this, he has a sukkah, and the sukkah is closed, and it was raining, obviously, over Yom Tov, and chol hamoed morning, he wants to open up the roof. has a shaila what? Has a shaila, obviously, of opening the roof, the water's going to come down onto the grass over there, which on Shabbos will be a major shaila. So again, over there we have lots of other tzimtzum as well. For example, it was going on the pavement and then onto the grass, which is only a grower, we could be naked on a Chol HaMoed. But number two, there's a Tzorech HaMoed over here. Another example, a fellow calls up one time, his suitcase is moving to his shtigger for the second day on Tov, and his suitcase is torn. So he wants to sew it or not. So here we have a Ruchtik of Tzorech HaMoed. But I wonder, we have a problem over here. Tzorech HaMoed only allows a Maisa Hedyot, not a Maisa Umat. And therefore, if a person knows how to professionally sew, or for sure with a machine, that's called a Maisa Umon. A Maisa Umon is also a bit of the Tzorech HaMoed. And this is the Tzorech Rabbim, like a Bismedrish, like a shul, with the air conditioning, with the lights, with the lift, or the different Tzorech Rabbim. But the problem is, Tzorech HaMoed generally allows a Maisa Hedyot. Driving a car. Now, driving a car, with Moshe Shtermach in Moedim Basmanim Chelik Dalet, has a huge arichas on this. If a person is allowed to drive a car, what are you doing? Mavi times thousands and thousands and thousands. Avada the halacha is, right, it's one of those halacha that we know. This halacha is avada, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? So this avada is mutter, klar. Are you allowed to drive your car? But when there's a tzorich, for no tzorich bechlal, then it's asa. Now what does that mean? I don't know. The Bochum Taylor, then when it comes to Ben Ismanim, they just drive. It's just nice to just drive. You know, we just drive around. So for them, Kenzan, it's Takanoini. So there will be a tzorich. Or for a regular person's stomach, when Moshe was asked once the Shaila, what happens if a person can walk? The shul's down the road. He can walk. But he likes to take the car. Is he allowed? Of course he's allowed. Because by him it's an oinig. By him it's geshmak. He'd rather drive. And therefore there's no problem with that. Somebody asked me recently about driving lessons. Right, it's very again, Bochum come back from Yeshiva. This is the time of the Ebb, Chaparai, no, do a minute's money, have a few driving lessons. So it depends. If they're playing like this, right, I got pressure with Basil Obach was masking to me. If in the beginning of the driving lessons, when driving is difficult, it's not geschmack, so it's like a big problem. Mashain came towards the end of the driving lessons, once he got more into it. So he likes it, he enjoys it, so it's an oinig. Hence, an oinig is more. That's heta number one. Heta number two, obviously, double of it. If this is the only time that he has to do his driving lessons, or he already started, and he wants to be mamshach on Chol HaMoed, so it shouldn't be a hesed of the few days that he started with, whatever it may be, about this heterium for a lot of these different things. Now, when it comes to buying things on Chol HaMoed, for example, a person goes to a shop. No, you need to buy food, you need to buy more eggs, you have to buy more cheese, you have to buy more milk, whatever it may be. The shaila is as follows. Do you have to make a cheshbon of every single thing that you do on Chol HaMoed, if it's a tzorech HaMoed for this thing or not? For example, Rav Nissim Karelitch Shlita writes in Chutshani the following Chakira. A person leaves a room on Chol HaMoed. You go, you have a dining room, you leave the dining room on Chol HaMoed, you're going out. Are you allowed to switch off the light? Is there any tzorech HaMoed in that? No, it's a tzorech with the bank account because you want to save money. There's no tzorech HaMoed. Reb Nissim Karelitch Shlita. Is there an inyan for a person to make a chakira and say, hold on a minute, is there a tzorech HaMoed? Is there not tzorech HaMoed? Major, major shayla machloikas ha-poiskim, lemaisa, the poiskim are makel, because it's something so normal that a person does, we don't even look at it like a malach. Like when Vasil Orbach once told me, Pasha, by switching off the phone, I asked him about switching off the phone. He says, I didn't call it a malacha, it's nothing, a person normally does it, you switch off the phone. We can't consider that to be a malacha, and therefore to switch off a light will be mutter. However, to buy things in a shop, on Chol HaMoed, so okay, we're not going into now whether the shop's allowed to be open, not allowed to be open, what they're selling, what they're not selling, hefsed, oven, we're not going into that. But when you go into a shop on Chol HaMoed, and you want to buy things for Shabbos, you want to buy things for the upcoming Yom Tov, what do? You have to make a cheshbon or not? So the Maaseh, the post can speak out this very, very clear. You're not allowed to buy something on Chol HaMoed that you don't need for Yom Tov. If you buy it for others, for example, I only need one pint of milk. And I'm going to buy two. Why? Because Motzei Shabbos Sunday morning, instead of me running out, I've got it ready in the fridge. I can't buy a second pint of milk. What is your heter to buy a second pint of milk? The mice is a different chavis. However, Rav Moshe said as follows. What happens if you want to buy, I don't know, a box of cornflakes? So how much cornflakes are you going to eat? You have 2, 3, 4 bowls, and you got in there 20 bowls. So you're allowed to buy a whole box? Of course you're allowed to buy a whole box. Why? Because that's one chavis. That's one item of one kinyan that you're buying, we made in that smorza. Where's a huge nafkamina this, Shaila? Massive nafkamina this. Unbelievable, this one. Filling up your car with petrol. What are you doing? Oh, this is amazing. Because here we can't say it's one pay bit. Forget, you're actually going to pay for every single litre that you're putting inside. I even saw the poiskim. So maybe the poiskim, the daily poiskim, are busy with these halachas that you have on the petrol thing. You've got the numbers. Every single one that you're filling out that you don't need a Tzorich HaMoed, you're making the numbers go. So Shaila from Ksiba. I mean, Rebelski in America, for example, writes, in Shaila's and Chuba Shevet Shulchan Alevi Chelik Aleph, he writes over there that kids should not be playing with puzzles and Lego and all sorts of jigsaw things on HaMoed. So Shaila of Ksiba. Now again, Tzorich HaMoed, only was supposed to get Mamegel, but he wanted to be Machmel on that. So the posters are the same thing over here. It's only Moed. But what's the chapter about Isaiah? Because we're dealing with the shaylum of vazes and moedus, ki ilu oivet avoidus oira, ki ilu mamish eino chedek loin and baba. I mean, I'll give you an example to this. Very interesting example we had recently in Kregel. We had an example like this. In Simon Shin Tes Vov, in the halachas of oil. Right? So there's halacha, you're not had to build an oil, the whole shaylum with kids, when they make the blankets and tunnels and all sorts of things. So there is the famous bear halacha that everybody knows about using an umbrella on Shabbos Kodesh. Nobody can figure out what's the issa. Everybody thinks it's a shiloh oil. You're not allowed to make an oil. You're making canopy. You're making a shelter. Snitch tazor. Mufurish alocha. I know the Yehuda. I know chavetzchaim the be'alocha. There's no such thing as oil over there. Anyway, you're holding it biyad. You're holding it in your hand. There's no issa of oil with an umbrella. So what's the issa? Nobody really knows. It goes backwards and forwards. Is it this? Is it that? And it's makav a patish. Maybe it's uvdin dechol. No, uvdin dechol is that issa that we call on something that we don't really know what it is. So we just say, all right, it's uvdin dechol. We say that. It's not because we sort of have come with that claw one time. We don't know that uvdin dechol. All right, we'll call it that. Give it a name. The Ma'ase says, there's a Moedik Oruch HaShulchan over there. The Oruch HaShulchan over there in Simon Shin Tes Vov at the end. The Oruch HaShulchan says that if a person uses an umbrella on Shabbos, Meid Al Atzmoy She'en Boy Yira Shomayim. I read this Oruch HaShulchan, I don't understand. I've seen about the whole Oruch HaShulchan on Hilchos Shabbos. I've never seen such a Lashon. No, you should have used an umbrella. Forget. I don't even understand it. No one even knows what the ism is. And even if it's an ism, it's only a drabonim. Yirat Shamayim, what's going on? So I said once over a pshat like this. I think it's a Gavaldik pshat. I said like this, that the Maisa, when we have an Issa, that we don't know clue what it is, right? It was, it's probably okay, right? You have those things, you know. Someone in the shop said, maybe that's Bayer. It's a probably alright, you know? You don't know, so it's probably okay. Here we have an Issa, that we don't even know clear what it is. And here I'm going to say, oh, can I know what it is? Huh, I'm going to use it. Oh, Eimon, Yirat Shamayim. Because it shows that you're looking for that tame, it shows you're looking for the easy way out, you're looking for always the easy way. You may have said the Oruch HaShulchan on that halacha, but Dafka is Eimel Chedek Lo Eilem Abom. Now we have to go back to it, we've got a few more minutes, I want to just go a couple more halachas that are mamish negeya. A couple more hetayim as well, when it comes to business, obviously everyone should ask their local Orthodox rabbi whether or not, yeah, business, open the business, not the business, the internet site, all sorts of shayas that people deal with all the time that we haven't got time at this moment to go through. A couple of hetayim, some Gavaldik Bekulas, is in washing. Right, it's an interesting halacha over here, because Be'etzem, there's three main halachas that everyone knows on Chol HaMoed. This one everyone knows. You can't shave or have haircuts without the shaylas, and also we're not going into. And you can't cut your nails, and you can't do a wash. This everybody knows on Chol HaMoed. Now it's very interesting, when it comes to nails, there's a certain heta that we don't have in the other two. For example, Frush HaRamah, that if a person cut his nails on Erev Yontov, he's allowed to cut a nail on Chol HaMoed. I don't understand. If you did a wash on Erev Yontov, you can't do a wash. If you cut your hair before Yontov, you can't cut your hair on Chol HaMoed. So what's the pshat? Why dafka? So the Magen Avraham says pshat. The Magen Avraham says, Me'ikah din, Rebbe Yishayim hold, that cutting your nails is mutter even on Chol HaMoed. We're machme. No, so for a chumra, if you did it already before Yontov, so then the Xerah doesn't apply, and really you're allowed to go and cut it on Yontov. Sent to Prima Garden, that can't be pshat. Never mind, the pshat is Rabbi Notam. Rabbi Notam is the one that says they're not allowed to cut your nails on Chol HaMoed, but Rabbi Notam himself is the one that said if you did it on Yontov, you can do it on Chol HaMoed. So that would be a Gavaldik Heta. Agador, the Shulchan writes a tremendous thing. Moisid Oruch HaShulchan, this Indian. What happens if a person didn't cut his nails on Erev Yontov? Machmas, two reasons. Reason number one, he was too busy. Erev Yontov, Seyd Enach, everybody's busy, this, that, and the other. Mimela, I push up the box to cut my nails. Heta number one says, Oruch HaShulchan, you're allowed to get your nails on Chol HaMoed. Why? It's better than I wanted to, no, I push it, didn't have the time. Therefore, give you makeup. Heta number two says, Oruch HaShulchan, what if I didn't cut my nails? Not because I didn't have time. Push it, they just didn't need to. I did it 2 days ago, we made it, Erev Yontov came. I didn't need to. Now comes Chol HaMoed, I want to do it. So don't for Shulchan, you can also be Mekel, and you'll have to cut your nails in that case. Another example, washing. Moedik HaKula was Makabel form of Shaimik Zatzal. This tremendous, tremendous Kula when it comes to washing. With Shaimik Zatzal held, when it comes to doing a wash on Chol HaMoed, we're not dealing with a Shaila of an Issa of Malacha. Remember, doing a wash on Chol HaMoed, there's no Issa of washing. even though there's a shy in the post room if a person's allowed to spot clean, you have a stain over there, if you'd have to go and take, you know, water and wash it off, a gun to shy in the post room, the of a makel. But on Koponim, when it comes to washing, there's no issa be'etzem in the chepsa, shell, actual washing. Elamah, what's the problem? We don't want people to not wash on Erev Yontov and not wear nice clothing when it comes to Yontov. So that's what we do, we make sure everybody washes when it comes to Erev Yontov. Good. Says of Sham, is that something about the Gokula? Many times with kids, you know, you have to do a wash, whatever it is, you have to do washes and off this and off that, you have to do a wash. If Shaim and Zatzal held that there's no din marba b'shi'urim when it comes to doing a wash in a washing machine, and therefore according to him, Rav Moshe was chayav. But according to Rav Shaim and Zatzal, you can put whatever you want in the washing machine, if you're anyway doing a wash for heta, for the kids, or for whatever you need a wash for that's mutter to be done on Chol HaMoed, you can then go along and fit anything else in it. That's a gavaldik akura for Rav Shaim, like I told you, Rav Moshe was taka machme in such a case, brushing a person's hat, polishing shoes, polishing silver, polishing the floor, all of these things, me'ika hadin on mutter, it should not be mechaven dafka for the mayid, look at the mogen abom in the beginning of the Hilchos Chol HaMoed, you can't say, oh, gavaldi, we have done Chol HaMoed, we'll do all the, you know, cleaning of the silver, and we'll do the polishing of the shoes, and brushing of the hat. Me'ika hadin, all of these things are mutter, they're not done in a professional manner, but they should not be done for dafka for mechaven Chol HaMoed. Two things that I want to finish with, which are very, very important, is as follows. Number one, cooking. So everyone knows, cooking on Chol HaMoed is 100% mutter. You can do losh, you can do toichin, you can do bishul. Left, right, and center, there's no basic real issurim on the issa of bishul. However, it's not so poshut. Now let's start like this. Number one, there's a Shulchan Aruch and some Tokuf Lama Gimel that says, if a person cooks, don't bedafka make extra and keep it for after Yontov. For example, right? Okay, this year we'll talk about Shabbos in a moment. In regular case, you want to make supper for leftovers for Sunday night, right? So what do you want to do? Chol HaMoed, Erev of the second days, you want to start making a huge pan of chicken soup, or a big batch of challahs, or biscuits, or whatever it may be, and say, great, I'll use the extra for Sunday night. So that's going to be a problem, because at Shulchan Aruch, Mufush Alach and Shulchan Aruch, this one over, I'm not making these things up. Mufush Alach and Shulchan Aruch, you cannot dafka but haroma say, oh, I'll use the extra. Now, if you make a lot, which is mutter, and it happens to be left over, that's okay. But bedafka to make more challahs, so that, why should I go and schlep and do it again next Shabbos? I might as well do everything now on Chol HaMoed when I've got the time and I've got the patience and whatever. No, you're not allowed to make extra bedafka. If there's leftover, why do it's mutter? The shaila is, what is the halacha to cook on Chol HaMoed for the second day Yontov? This year Shabbos, right? Am I correct? This year Shabbos Kodesh? Oh, second day Yontov, whenever it is, makes enough kamina really. Ev Tashin takes care of the other problems. But on Chol HaMoed, what do people do? They cook for the next 2 days. You have 2 days of Yom Tov coming up. So you cook for the first day, and you cook for the second day. Very interesting halacha. There's a Ramon Samatovkuf Lamatesik Sifyud Aleph that says, you're allowed to buy things on Chol HaMoed for the second day Yom Tov. Push your Ramon. In fact, I'm going to go, what's the chiddush of the year? Of course I can. And when else you're meant to buy things on, you know, Chol HaMoed for the second day Yom Tov? I need to eat on the second day Yom Tov. So what's the pshat? Says the Mogen Avraham like this, a big chiddush, that I would have thought, says the Mogen Avraham, that bisman hazeh, that we're bocking the kviz, the auch of the hain. We know that the second day is only a minig, is only a chumra, so I'm allowed to cook on Chol HaMoed for, theoretically, after the moed, to hang on the second day. The Maisa Suk the Mogen Avraham, kamash malon, it's mutter. I want to go to Tosik, kamash malon, it is mutter. In fact, the film is mutter, but I don't understand. Bishloim of Malachas on Chol HaMoed do a banon. No, of Malachas on Chol HaMoed do a raisa. I'm having a heta to cook on Chol HaMoed for the second day Yontov, which is a shaila of a minute. A proponent says the Prima Godim, you see from here how klar Zilzol Yontov is. If we wouldn't let people do it, then everyone would say, ah, second day Yontov, no, only a minute, only this, only that. Doesn't work that way. It's a emes tiki Yontov, an adkadikach hasal will make on a person to do afidah malachim in a toya in order to make sure he has food for the second day. Agar, there's a shaila that we haven't got time to go into, which the shaila, if you have children, we have item that's by you, that's only keeping one day, so he's got a major problem. How he's allowed to help in the kitchen, or his wife helping in the kitchen, she's helping her mother, she's helping her shviger in the kitchen, but the emes, she's not keeping the second day bachal. Of course, she's keeping it's a malacha, she can't do any malacha in chutz l'aretz. But the rest of she's got no malacha bachal, she has no yontov. That's really a different shade, we haven't got time to this moment of time. Just finish like this, there was a famous maisa with the Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. By the way, Rav Chaim Kesef was murdered in Machmen Ksiva. I was once by him on Chol HaMoed. We were taking him, I had my digital camera there. Mamish, he was very, very machmoned. He held digital camera to shine on Chol HaMoed of Ksiva. And Ksiva on Chol HaMoed is Asa. Especially as he held it was a Maisa Uman, because it's a professional Zah. And then Mamish, he told me, Chas Shalom, don't take any pictures on Chol HaMoed. The Maisa Dominic is Mako. We find that all these emails and printing and all these sorts of things are Beseda, like well, someone wants to ask for Vilashim. He has a shine. Should he make a phone call or should he send a text or an email? Which is better on Chol HaMoed? Should Vilashim pick up the phone? What's the shayla? But unless it's something so small, all right, they send an email, send a text. I don't know exactly they asked him those exactly the shaymas, I'm not sure. But I've got that's the shayla that they bring down from him over there. Somebody once came to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Nebuch Lalenu, came in with it. He has an illness and a disease in his leg. And he said to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, I'm going to schedule for a terrible operation. Give me a bracha this time, yada. And all Rav Chaim Kanievsky said to him was, keep Hilchos Chol HaMoed. What's going on? You know, the famous Rav Chaim Kanievsky story, like no one knows what's pshat. Keep Chol HaMoed, Baba Yah, maybe he didn't hear me, go back again in the line. He said, no, I have a disease, whatever, I'll lend you Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Yeah, please give me a bracha, operation. No, keep Hilchos Chol HaMoed. He said, first of all, what's pshat over here? So he said like this, there's a Kabbalah from the Chazon Ish. Three ladies once came into the Chazon Ish with the same machla, with the same disease that they had in their leg. And they came to the Chazon Ish and they said, Rebbe, what should we do? And the Chazon Ish said, what you have to do is as follows. Do you work in Chol HaMoed? They said, yes, in a bank. Stop working on a Chol HaMoed, you'll see what happens. And that's exactly what happened, Kachaba. So Chaykhaniyeski will have a Kabbalah that if a person is careful and he learns the halachas of Chol HaMoed, the Peleyot writes, every Yerusha Maim should be learning the halachas of Chol HaMoed, and therefore a person can be Zoycha to tremendous Yeshua. There's an Elio Rabba. And Eli Rabba is in a top study base that writes, we all know that twice a year we have Bahab, after Pesach and after Sukkot. What's the pshat? Many different pshatim brought. One of the pshatim says, the Eli Rabba is because there's a Chol HaMoed over there. And we're worried that people are giving themselves on the Chol HaMoed and not giving it the correct Kedusha and the correct sanctity that it deserves. And Mela, after those two Yomim Tovim, we have the Allah, we have a Bahab after that to fast, to say Slichas, each one according to his minute. We don't have Eza Hashem to make guide these halachas, and there's a Sikhim in the back of the halachas of Chol HaMoed. Thank you.